even though one still can spend the main part of his time in the sukkah, and his house should be a mokum keva. Mokum shem istayim, the purpose of his orientation came to do, just like in your own house, if there's a certain situation to leave the house. So in the sukkah, the situation that if you had a situation in your house, you leave your house and find another place to live, then the wealthy person that put a air conditioner in his sukkah. I said, for you, it's me'ikah that you have to do. Because if you don't have air conditioning in your house, you leave your house. I don't leave my house without air conditioning. So, I'm used to that. I'm trying to keep without air conditioning. Two different neighborhoods in Beit Shemesh. There's Ramah Aleph, and there's a Kiryat Haridi. And each one is a luxury neighborhood. So, the Kiryat Haridi is more luxury in Rukhli. We're more luxury in Gashmi. But we have to try to compete with them to be just as luxury in Rukhli. As the Kiryat Haridi, the person who's a yeah, the next thing to do is the air conditioning inside it. So once again, not saying it's going to do it, but it's just the mind frame of it's good to invest in cloud. And really, that's the only thing that remains with us afterwards. And like the Rebbe said, there's a tremendous shortage of money this year for Aniyim, for different reasons, which we will not get involved in, because there is many Aniyim that still do not have the needs, whoever can make a luxurious yontif. That's the ikasim for yontif, like the Rambam says, in the Tanakh for the people. A choyle, the person who's sick, who also is a situation that the conditions of the sukkah brought him tzar, he's potter from the sukkah, not only is he potter from the sukkah, people that are taking care of him are oisim v'mitzim potter from the sukkah. It's an interesting thing, it says the person who did bloodletting describes it. The question is, why is it different than any other choyle? There's two explanations. One explanation is that some people, after they let their blood, they doctor want to be in the open air. So they enjoy the sukkah more than being at home. So no food, just because we had his blood. Another explanation is that who told him to let his blood dafka on sukkah? You see a chiddush over here, in a situation that is this side, because if dafka does it on sukkah, he shouldn't be doing it on sukkah, then it doesn't give him a proof on sukkah. Based on this, and some other things, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very big chumrah in Hilchos Sukkah. He says that people stop going on tiyurim on sukkah, they don't have a proof from the sukkah. So who told them after to go on the tiyurim today? They should be told them before and after. Come about. If there was some special reason going on tiyurim on sukkah, he said it in, and the chumrah of Rav Moshe Feinstein, other folks can make him, take over Rav Moshe's chumrah, and he should take his chumrah also. I confirm the timeline is, you have to do what you have to do. You know, if the family needs to go out, and you have had to go out, and you do have a tool from the sukkah. So I'm saying, he could not. Just like if you go out on a tiyul, and you sometimes eat lunch, you wouldn't look for an apartment. You decided to do it. But be mezuzah and just look for tiyul every day. That's not the right experience. You should have one thing.